This is Sam from the Masculine Journey podcast, and our goal with the podcast is help you to try to find your way in this difficult world. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Kolov.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Kolov, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode, Q&A with Kolov. That's right, questions and answers where you get the opportunity to ask me the questions. Now, sometimes you're going to get a personal phone call from the Russian Nightmare, and sometimes you may even be in studio. Well, today I have in studio with me General Sales Manager, Modern Chevrolet, Jeff Wood. Jeff, welcome to the Q&A with Kolov.
Thank you, Nikita. Glad to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here, and this has been a while in the making. I know with your crazy schedule in car sales, it's hard sometimes to pull away, but I'm grateful you found a few minutes to come on over to the studio today.
Well, we appreciate it. And you're right. It is hard to get away because there's always something going on at the car dealership.
Well, I would imagine there is. And not having been in car sales, but I have friends who are. In fact, one of the men sitting in our studio with us today, Robbie Dillmore, was in the Christian car guy, was in the car business for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And Jeff, let's do this. So you're over at Modern Chevrolet, and I got to tell you, we did a recent live remote from Modern Chevrolet and got to interview a lot of your guys. And I got to tell you, one of the things that impressed me maybe more than anything, well, let me say this. The two Corvettes you had on the showroom floor there impressed me, being a Corvette owner. Oh, yeah. Did you know that? Did you know I'm a Corvette owner?
The gold one.
The gold. Yeah, that's right. Bought it. I still have it. 1986 Indy Pace Car Edition.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ragtop, yeah.
And out of Minnesota.
Good memory, that's right. But I got to tell you, the one thing that probably impressed me more than anything was in interviewing a lot of your employees were the length of time that they have been at Modern Chevrolet. You've been there how long?
I've been there 21 years.
21. And I think if I remember right, one of your guys, Willie.
Oh, yeah.
25 years.
Oh, yeah.
So let me ask you, what do you attribute that to?
Well, Nikita, we're very fortunate that our ownership management is dedicated to their employees.
Hmm.
And we kind of will do the same to them. And, you know, I've been there 21 years. Like you said, Willie's been there 25 years. Average 10 years, probably at least 5 to 6 years.
Wow.
So we're very fortunate, and I think that means a lot to the customers. They know that they can buy a car, they can get service, and then come back and see the same person instead of a different person. So that helps.
It means a lot. Yeah. I'm a car owner, so I have purchased a number of cars, and that you're right. That does mean a lot where you can it speaks volumes, I think, on the loyalty of the employees to the employer.
Right, right.
And as we talk about your family-friendly atmosphere there at Modern Chevrolet. But let's do this. Let's give our listeners a little backdrop on Jeff Wood. Tell us a little bit about Jeff. So we know you've been at Modern Chevrolet, right. But you're from the Winston-Salem area?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was
family.
Born and raised here, graduated from High Point College.
Okay.
Not university, but college.
Okay. Is it now the university?
It's the university.
But back when it was a college.
Back when it was a
college. You're aging yourself. You know?
Right, right.
Okay. Keep going.
And started at Park Chevrolet in Kernersville, North Carolina in 1984.
Wow.
And was with them until 2000 and came over to Modern.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Okay. So I've been in the business for 38 years. Wow. Met a lot of people and sold a lot of cars. Things are drastically changing. As you can see, it's evolving to the electric car. Yeah. And so, you know, who knows what's going to happen in the future.
Well, I want to get you on the Man Up Show and talk. I'd love to talk to you more about that, you know, at greater length. We have more time typically on that show. And family, I know you mentioned before we came on air, you have at least two children who are wrestling fans. But
I have six children.
Six.
I got the Brady Bunch. I got three and three.
Okay.
And my two oldest sons and my youngest son, too, are big wrestling fanatics. And I used to take them to see you.
Where,
Greensboro.
At the Greensboro Coliseum.
Greensboro Coliseum.
Wow.
And,
okay.
And so it's, you know, we're big wrestling fans, and I have always been. So even back when the Ted Turner days, so that's when we started.
Superstation, TBS.
Superstation, that's
Saturday
what cranked
night,
it up.
6:05.
That's it.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So born and raised in this area, go over to the Greensboro Coliseum. So three boys and three girls?
Right, that's correct.
Wow! Wow! You have a full quiver, my friend.
Oh yeah, it ranges from 40 to 10.
From 40 to 10. Well, you know what? We must be about, because my oldest will turn 40 this summer. Now my youngest though is 25, but you have one that's 10.
10. Yes. My second wife. Yes.
Okay. Does that help keep you young?
It does. It does. He tries. And between him and the two dogs, it keeps me young.
Okay. Wow. Well, that's pretty amazing. Now, and I know, so you said the older two remember the Russian nightmare. You said the 10-year-old, not yet. He'll have to watch some YouTube videos.
Right, but. Exactly. He's into the, I don't even know who they are today, but he's into
the modern guys.
The modern guys, yes. Yeah,
AEW wrestling, yes. WWE as it's now called. And
right. He's into those guys. I was with the Jim Cornette and the Sergeant Slaughter. I was actually, if you can remember, Igor and Bulldog Brower.
It was Mighty Igor.
Mighty
think,
Igor,
right?
Yeah. Mighty Igor and Dick Bulldog Brower. They would come up to the Winston-Salem Coliseum.
Really?
Right? Yeah. That was a different.
Different era, yeah, kind of preceded me.
Right.
Because that was probably, and it's interesting you remember that, but Johnny Weaver?
Johnny Weaver and Nelson Royal.
Nelson Royal.
Yeah, that was, I think the Mighty Igor, that was the IWA. I don't know what that stood for.
Well, actually, I think my former partner, Uncle Ivan Koloff.
Ivan.
I don't know if he started the IWA or he was at least a part of that organization, a little upstart organization that I don't know how. Never really got legs, I don't think, or lasted
right,
long.
Right, it didn't.
Yeah, but wow, the IWA, and well, how about Johnny Valentine?
Remember that name? Johnny and Greg.
Yeah, and the Greg the Hammer. Yep.
That's yep. Those guys are awesome.
Do you have, Jeff, do you have a... do you have a favorite memory, perhaps? It doesn't have to be related to the Russian nightmare, but do you have a favorite memory, a favorite match maybe or something from the Coliseum, Greensboro?
You're going to find this interesting, I think, but my favorite memory of professional wrestling is Gordon Soley.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement? Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Okay.
And
the announcer.
Yeah, I love to listen to him call matches. It was, they were out of Florida.
Yep.
And they had like Jake the Snake and I don't know if Dusty Rhodes was down there.
He was. Yeah, he was legendary in Florida.
Yeah, yep. And the those guys down there, but Gordon Solie was awesome for him. He really made the excitement of the match.
He did. He was a master of words. And I can, in my head, I can kind of hear, you know, hi, hip toss. Does that bring back memories for you?
Yeah, he was great.
I mean, some of his verb and some of the words, I'm like, is that even in the dictionary? But man, he could come up with it, couldn't he?
Absolutely.
And hey, little side story, little side note. His daughter actually attends my church down in Kannapolis, North Carolina, the Refuge. I met her. She randomly came up and she goes, my dad was Gordon Solie. I'm like, get out of here. And so, yeah, his daughter attends my church. And then I met his grandson as well, who lives in the area as well. A little side note. So,
yeah,
so Gordon Solie, so you enjoyed the announcer.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And you know, that just, to me, that just put more emphasis on the intensity of the match. He could do that. And back then, you know, you had like Blackjack and
Blackjack Mulligan.
And those guys, and they were really, it seemed to be a lot more intense and more
realistic.
Realistic, absolutely.
I figured that might have been the word you were going.
Today it's more of a show.
Show. It is. It's a different business. I mean, you know, kudos to the guys who go out there and perform. I mean, they're great athletes and they're perfecting their craft. But back in those days, yeah, there was much more realism, and that was our intent, mm-hmm. on making you, the fan, believe it was real.
Right.
Before it was Vince McMahon exposed it, I'd like to say. I guess I should, as quote, sports entertainment.
Correct.
Right? And so interesting. Quick Blackjack story, and then we're going to get to your questions, because this is Q&A with Koloff, right, where you get to ask me the questions.
Okay.
So since you brought up Blackjack Mulligan, if you remember, and you may, so his as we call it, a finishing move was the claw, right?
That's correct.
And he always wore this black glove.
Yeah, with the fingers cut out.
That's right, man. You are a fan. With the fingers cut out. I wrestled him a handful of times in Florida, and I want to tell you what, it wasn't the claw that potentially put me out. Jeff, it was the smell of that glove that almost put me out. I'm like, dude, buy a new glove, wash it, do something.
He was superstitious.
I guess. I'm serious. That glove reeked, and you couldn't help. His hand was so huge, like cover your whole face.
He was a big man.
He was a big man, and he put that claw, he put it across your face. And, man, I had it front and center. You know, my schnoz got the full effects of that, the smell of that glove. It was horrifying. So, anyway, so that's a Blackjack. If you appreciate that.
Yeah, that's funny.
A Blackjack Mulligan story. So, all right, let's flip the tables here and give you the opportunity to ask me a couple, three questions and related to whatever you want. So, go fire away with your first question.
All right, since you're talking about Blackjack, who was your toughest opponent when it came to the test of strength?
Whoa. So there was a number of guys. I mean, if you looked at Lex Luger's physical prowess, if you will, the total package, he certainly was strong. A guy that wasn't necessarily as chiseled as Lex Luger was a guy named the Barbarian. I don't know if you remember the Barbarian. Mm-hmm. He wrestled with Terry, the Warlord, the Powers of Pain. They had Paul Jones, number one Paul Jones. As their manager.
Okay.
The Barbarian, he was Tongan.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
And I want to tell you what, I don't know how many guys you've met from Tonga or Samoa, but man, I mean, like the Samoans, Afa and Sika, who wrestled, Rikishi. I mean, you can go right down the list. Man, those dudes were just raw strength. I mean, and the Barbarian was just pure raw strength. Two others I would have to mention in that category, and there are others, Haku and, again, another Islander, but the Road Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
You remember those
oh, yeah.
guys?
Yeah, sure.
Animal and Hawk.
Right.
I'll tell you this story for those who might be familiar with weightlifting. So I recruited Animal out of high school, Irondale High School, New Brighton, Minnesota, to play college football with me.
Right.
We became the best of friends. I mean, we were in the gym all the time. In his peak, if you could appreciate this, or maybe somebody out there who lifts weights, he would do seated military press. I'm talking about a York free weight barbell with 365 pounds behind the neck presses.
Wow.
Now, I mean, that's free weight behind the neck for reps. I mean, there's people who couldn't bench press 365 pounds, let alone sit down and press it behind your neck for reps.
Wow.
That's how strong he was.
That's amazing.
One other little quick side note on that. So I don't know if you remember, but they were infamous for doing the press slam.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So they would press
the body slam.
The press body slam. So they would press the guy over their head and slam. Well, I did my best to avoid that. And Animal caught me off guard one time, and he put me up like a quicker than a wet noodle. I mean, he put me up, and I thought, okay, smart guy. So I just did the Superman on him. Now, normally we'd put our hands on his shoulders and kind of brace ourselves, but I just put my arms straight out, Jeff, and did like literally the whole Superman deal where he had the full effect of my weight. Well, it didn't deter him one bit. It just didn't stop him. And when he slammed me, him and Hawk did the little he over the crowd. I said, okay, buddy, never again. Never again. So anyway.
Funny.
So, all right, next question.
All right, I got to ask you one more here about talking about Minnesota.
Okay.
Talk about everybody's favorite.
Okay.
Your contact with the Andersons or Ric Flair. I know they're from Minnesota, correct?
There is a plethora of guys, yeah, that came out of the Golden State, the Golden Gopher State of Minnesota. So Flair, actually, Olean and Gene, who were known as the Minnesota Wrecking Crew, actually, Ole was actually from Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
So he wasn't
he snuck in.
He snuck in under the wire.
Now, is it accurate that they're related?
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
The Flairs and the Andersons.
Only by television standard.
Okay, I thought that Flair was a cousin of the Andersons.
Arn Anderson
right.
in there. Arn Anderson from Minnesota via Rome, Georgia. right away people go, oh, man, I thought that wrestling was all real. Well, you know, it's kind of like the Russian nightmare is not really from Russia. There's not a Russian bone or blood drop in my body. So these guys really were from Minnesota, though. So both of the Road Warriors, Minnesota, Kurt Hennig, Mr. Perfect, Ravishing Rick Rude, the Z-Man Tom Zink. Barry Darso, who wrestled with me as Crusher Khrushchev, and then WWF as Demolition, Minnesota guy, Brady Boone, Vern Gagne, I mean, Mean Gene Okerlund, speaking of announcers.
Yeah.
Mean Gene Okerlund was a wrestler. He was an announcer, Minnesota guy, but he was a Minnesota guy. And just, there was so many others. Mike Enos, I mean, I could go down a list of guys.
And Kurt Hennig, wasn't he in the Olympics?
Kurt was not. Brad Ringens, who's another Minnesota guy, was from the Olympics. And Kurt's dad, Larry the Axe Hennig, another Minnesota guy. Kurt and I went to high school together. He and I and Ravishing Rick Rude and Barry Darso and another guy named John Nord that wrestled as Nord the Berserker and Nord the Barbarian, mm-hmm. also from the same high school. Five of us were all on the same high school football team one
interesting.
Year. Interesting. Yeah. And
y'all went undefeated, right?
That's the assumption, Jeff. They're like, wow, you guys must have had, you must have won the state championship. We were 500.
Oh, no.
You know why? Here's why. You not only need great athletes, you also need coaching.
Okay, blame it on the coach.
We're blaming it on the coach. We did, and a lot of flags, a lot of red flags, or yellow flags in those days. So anyway, that's exactly right. So man, good to have you. Thanks for popping into the studio.
Yeah, it's been great, really.
So, but I'm for real. We gotta get you back for the Man Up Show sometime.
We'll do it.
All right. So Jeff Wood, General Sales Manager over at Modern Chevrolet, modernchevrolet.com. Go over, visit these guys. Hey, go get your oil changed. 1 hour or it's free. How about that? So tune in for another episode of Q&A with Koloff. God bless you.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
This is the Truth Network.